Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. And he's going to be talking today about the reasons why you should not talk yourself out of buying a rental property, your first rental property. And Kevin has some sound advice to offer and personal stories from which he can illustrate this point. And as always, very practical, actionable intelligence associated with this topic. With that said, let me bring Kevin on. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Lewis.
So talk to us about this concept with regard to looking at your first rental property and making sure that you don't talk yourself out of that opportunity.
Yeah, I look back at when we purchased our first rental property, and it was over 10 years ago. And we have been purchasing rental properties ever since, and we have yet to sell a rental property. And we still obviously then hold that same property we bought 10 years ago. And I remember as a part-time real estate investor at the time with a full-time career outside of real estate, I remember many occasions where I attempted to talk myself out of my first investment property, or even worse, I listened to others who tried to talk me out of purchasing a rental property. And ultimately and obviously, I proved all those theories or opinions to be incorrect, because here I am over 10 years later with a very profitable rental house portfolio. And I remember in particular one of the things that I'll admit I was guilty of weighing upon myself, and others also stated the same, was once you do get that rental property, how in the world are you going to find a good tenant? You know, we read about and we hear all the horror stories about tenants and what they do to properties and damages and leaving in the middle of the night and abusing the properties and not paying rent. You know, how in the world are you, a first-time, part-time, new real estate investor, ever going to know how to find a great tenant? Well, I'm here to tell you it can be done, and it's done every day throughout the United States with real estate investors, big and small. And I'll speak from my personal experience. Though I was hesitant at the beginning, I've later found that, hey, it's not that hard if you do the right things. That first rental property that I mentioned to you, we bought it over 10 years ago, as I said. And we still hold it today, and it's a wonderful property for us. And believe it or not, we have had 3 tenants in that property in over 10 years. And the third tenant is still there today. So we've only had 2 tenants in over 10 years vacate that property. And in both cases, they were very positive exits. They completed their lease obligations. The first tenant was the perfect scenario. They lived with us for several years, saved their money, and ultimately went off to buy and move into their own home. The second tenant, not as fortunate, but they ended up going through some marital difficulties and exited the property. But it wasn't because of the property that they left. It was because of other reasons. And then our third tenant is there today and still there today, and they continually tell us they are never leaving, which is fine with us. But the point being is not to brag that we've only had 3 tenants in over 10 years. The point is this was our first rental property we've ever purchased here in Dallas. And we didn't know how to source tenants or find tenants, but somehow we figured it out, and we have the results to prove it. And I'll tell you, I'll talk about 3 key tactics that I've learned over time for sourcing good quality tenants. And the first, and this is going to be incredibly simple or elementary, but it's the power of the yard sign. And you know, maybe I'm naive, and maybe the yard sign is particularly powerful in my market, where I'm a Homevestors franchisee and a real estate investor here in Dallas. But I'd like to think it's probably pretty powerful everywhere. I think regardless of where you live, there's realtor yard signs and yards both residential and commercial properties all over your city. And it's no different here in Dallas, and it's no different for our experience as landlords. That yard sign is incredibly powerful and incredibly cheap. It's no more than the cost of running to your local home improvement store, purchasing that red and white sign, writing your phone number on there with a black magic marker and sticking it in the ground. It's about as cheap as advertising you can get. And we found it to be incredibly powerful, incredibly successful. We sourced the first two tenants for that first rental property of ours. Both were sourced off the yard sign. And it, I'll tell you, also ironically enough, we've never used that yard sign again in that property. We used it twice to source two of the tenants and then had never had to go back to that. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But it is truly powerful tool, and it's very simple, and it's very cheap, and it's very effective. And the point being, don't get overwhelmed and think that, gosh, in order to source tenants, I've got to go through, you know, extenuating efforts and significant investment in newspaper ads or online ads or whatever it may be. Those are all very valid and very effective. Don't let them scare you from really what it takes to staff a property with a good quality tenant. It can be as simple as the yard sign. The second tactic that we've seen over time that I never really imagined or saw as a new part-time investor here in Dallas over 10 years ago when we started was the power of the neighbors. And as I stated, we got our first two tenants in that first property of ours from the yard sign. Our third tenant was actually the neighbor two doors down. And let me tell you a little story about how that works, because we've seen it repeatedly over time. As we've purchased properties and as we've updated them and as we've put tenants into them and then as we've continued to manage and maintain them successfully, that word gets out. And it travels up and down the street over the course of time as people talk. And a lot of times when you buy rental property, it's going to be in a rental market, right, or a rental street or a rental block where there are multiple landlords. And tenants will talk, obviously, as they're out in the front yard or at the mailbox or at social gatherings. And word quickly travels as to who's happy with their landlord and who's not. And if your tenants speak poorly of you, it's going to be very difficult to staff that or to occupy that rental the next time it goes vacant, because those tenants will talk to other tenants and those other tenants will talk to other potential tenants, and word travels fast that, hey, you might want to avoid that particular property due to the landlord. But in our experience, the inverse is what we were able to leverage and take advantage of. Our tenants talk among the other tenants around that particular property, that property we bought over 10 years ago, and they talked positively because we took care of our tenant. We took care of the property. We took care of the yard. We did the proper maintenance. We were responsive. We were ethical, and we were fair. And by the time that second tenant moved out due to that divorce situation, that neighbor two doors down was calling us before they even vacated, saying, hey, we've been on this street for over 10 years in this current rental, and we would now like to relocate into yours. We heard it's coming available, and we're ready. And that's how we got the third and final tenant, and they're still there today. They were a neighbor, unhappy with their current landlord situation, but attached to the street and their friends, and they were wanting to stay there, but in a different house. And because of our performance with our previous two tenants, who were their neighbors, they were excited about the opportunity to move into our house. So the yard sign got us our initial tenants, and then our reputation got us our third tenant. And here's a third tactic that we found that has been very effective. Of course, the yard sign, and of course, leveraging other tenants or up and down the street you have no relationship to. But this third tactic really developed as we increased the size of our portfolio and bought more houses and acquired more tenants, today we rarely advertise a property when it goes vacant. And we don't, because all we do is circulate amongst our existing tenants that we have a property coming available. We don't need to do the yard sign anymore. We don't do any advertising. We simply send out an email or text blast describing the property we have, where it is, and what it rents for, when it's becoming available. And we have seen over time that our existing tenants are our best source for new tenants. They even approach us unsolicited, almost on a regular basis, that, hey, if you have anything available or when you do, let us know, because I have a friend who's looking for a property and would like to occupy one of our properties. So the yard sign was working great when we were new. The neighbors worked great for tenants' sources as we started to build our portfolio. And now that we're established, our existing tenants are our number one source for new tenants. And the point being is that all of these three tactics that I described, yard signs, neighbors, or existing tenants, they're all free. They don't take a lot of effort to solicit, to advertise, to put in place, to market for you. And they produce a very high quality of tenant. And I look back, the one thing I was so concerned about as a new part-time investor and finding quality tenants, it's really solved itself. And it solved itself because we adopted a philosophy that we were going to take care of our tenants. And we're not going to develop personal relationships with them, and I'm not asking or telling people to do that as a new landlord, but we do create productive and effective business relationships with them. They're our customers, and we treat them fairly and ethically, and we're responsive, and we're professional. And by doing that, they in turn help us continue to grow our business, our real estate investment business, by providing us not only their own tenancy, but with new tenants as we acquire additional properties for our portfolio. And what we see over time is, by taking care of these tenants, not only are they providing us these new tenants, but we have less vacancies and less need for new tenants because we take care of our existing tenants. They stick around. And in the event that we do have an opening, they're quick to find us a new tenant to fill it.
And now, Kevin, I just want to read. I'm sorry to interrupt. We have about 2 minutes remaining, and I just want to get your closing thoughts on something that you alluded to earlier, and that's your stature in the community by virtue of results, due diligence, and connecting with people who ultimately want to live in and rent properties that you own.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I think it's often missed by many landlords, and especially part-time landlords or part-time investors who are not fully vested yet in their business. They can become lackadaisical, and they can ignore a critical component of your real estate investment business, and that is, for lack of a better word, customer service. You are no different than the owner of the local pizza parlor around the corner, or the local dry cleaner, or the local oil change facility. Your reputation as a landlord, just like the reputation of any of those small business owners, is critical to getting new customers and maintaining customers, or tenants, as it is in our case. Don't underestimate your role as a new real estate investor and how important your reputation is when it comes to occupying and successfully occupying and successfully sourcing great tenants. After all, these are your customers, and they're the key to your success as a new part-time investor.
Excellent points, as always, Kevin. Informative and practical and successful when implemented, and you can implement them because they work, they're easy to follow, and they are extremely helpful. Kevin, as always, a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Lewis.